I'm glad you are tuned in today. I'm always glad you're here, but it's especially a good day because you're about to have one of the great pleasures in life, and that's somebody who's going to read to you. I have four people who are part of the Western Pennsylvania Writers Institute. My friend Matt Lusky and his colleagues making this all possible. And Stacy here too. Who else is here today? I should have asked ahead of time. We'll talk with you guys in a little bit. But we thank the Western Pennsylvania Writers Institute for being here with us. We actually have students who are going to join us today, and they speak for themselves. And why don't we start with you? What's your name?
Juliana.
Hi, Juliana. And how old are you?
14.
Where do you go to school?
Pine Richland.
Come a little closer. And what grade are you in?
Eighth.
And you like writing, apparently, or you wouldn't be part of the Writers Project. What do you like about writing?
I think it's like a creative way to express yourself.
Mm-hmm. So it gives you a chance to maybe actually get away from something or go to another place. What kind of things do you like to write?
I like poetry, but I'll write letters to people. Like, it's how I communicate best.
Real letters that you actually send to them. Because sometimes it's fun to write letters and then not send them. I actually write those a lot. Especially, there's some letters I'll write and I'll wait and then decide if I want to send them or not. Do you write, like, emails or do you mean real letters?
Both.
That's great. When did you discover you liked to write so much?
I had a teacher in sixth grade who really, like, opened me up to writing. Mm-hmm. She was, like, really amazing and just kind of inspired our whole class.
And what was this teacher's name?
Mrs. Newcomer.
Have you ever told her that? I hope you have.
Yeah, it was really hard. On the last day of sixth grade, everyone was crying.
Aw, she was that good a teacher. Mm-hmm. You should go back and visit her sometime.
Yeah, I do.
Is there anybody you'd like to say hello to or anybody else you'd like to acknowledge?
My family, thank you for supporting me. And hi, best friend Haley.
Hi, Haley. By the way, if you are listening right now and if you would like to pass along any comments to our readers, you can go to slbradio.org. And use instant input. They'll come directly to me, and I will relay them. Hi, what's your name?
Mia.
Hi, Mia. And how old are you, Mia?
I am 10.
And where do you go to school?
I go to Shaler Elementary.
It's nice to meet you. We just had somebody from Birchfield in our last group. I don't know if you caught that or not, which I think is in your school district, right? Birchfield,
yes.
Elementary. What grade are you in?
I'm in fifth grade.
And what kinds of things do you currently like to write?
I like to write stories and fiction.
And what do you like about that particular genre, that type of writing?
I like that you can go anywhere with it, and you don't just have to stick to one thing.
That's important, because sometimes, like if you're writing fact-based things, you don't have a whole lot of choice, do you? When did you discover you liked to write?
I'm not sure. I've liked writing for a while.
Have you thought about what you might like to be when you get older?
Well, I probably want to be a teacher and an author.
That's great. And writing is important no matter what you do. Do you want to say hello to anybody?
I want to say hello to my family.
Great. Anybody else to acknowledge or say hi to? Okay, well, that is Mia, and let's see who we have next. Hello.
Hi.
Hi, what's your name?
Allison.
Hi, Allison, and where do you go to school?
I go to Sacred Heart Elementary School.
Nice to have you here. What grade are you in?
Fourth.
And you're going to be reading
a fable.
A fable, and that'll be fun to listen to. Do you like to write fables?
Yeah, I like how it explains what happened to make this happen, like how the leopard got its spots or something like that.
Yeah. Is it hard, though, to write a fable?
It's hard, though, because it's hard because, like, you're thinking of something that's... You can't... Sometimes you can't think of something because you've used up some of the stuff.
Yeah, you kind of have to work backwards, I bet, maybe. Do you sometimes have to know what your moral is going to be?
Yeah, sometimes you have to know what your moral is going to be first because if you don't, then you just might end up writing a fiction thing and not actually have, like, a moral to the story to use.
That sounds like it could be frustrating, or do you just go in a different direction when that happens?
Yeah, I usually, like, start writing something else and maybe finish the other thing later. Sometimes I don't actually finish it. Like, it's takes me a long time to finish stuff, and sometimes I, like, forget about it and keep going with something else.
Yeah, I do that too. I just put it aside for a little bit. Do you want to say hello to anybody who might be listening?
Well, I have to say hello to some of my friends at the writing camp and to my mom and dad and sister.
Excellent. And have you thought about what you might like to be when you get older?
I don't know, maybe a librarian or an author because I really, really like to read and write.
I'm not laughing at you. I'm laughing at somebody was just sent a message. Does anybody know a Nick in Wexford?
Yeah,
uh-oh.
That's my brother.
Well, your brother, Juliana, says, word up, Juliana. Wex Coast. Is that what they're calling Wexford these days, the Wex Coast?
Apparently.
How old's Nick?
He's 18.
Nick, nice to get your message. Thank you. And I think Juliana really... Isn't that sweet that your brother did that?
Mm-hmm.
Who do we have next? We have you. And what's your name?
I go by Jing Jing.
Jing Jing. And tell me, have you been here before?
Yeah.
I thought so, yeah, because I remember your name from before. Tell me what you like to write a little bit about.
I just... Usually, sometimes ideas just pop up in my mind, and I just jot them down.
And where do you go to school?
I go to Mellon Middle School.
And that's in Mount Lebanon?
Yeah.
And what grade are you in?
Eighth.
And have you thought at all about what you want to do when you are finished with school?
I'm not really sure right now, but one of my goals in life is definitely to publish a book.
Excellent. That sounds like a really... do you know what kind of book?
I don't know.
Yeah, it's something that's out there. Do you want to say hi to anybody?
I would like to say hi to anyone that's listening right now.
Like Nick out on the West Coast?
Sure.
Hi, Nick. Okay. Anybody else? Any family members? Or?
I don't know if my mom's listening right now, but I would like to thank her and say hi to her for her support.
Great. And Juliana, I never had a chance to ask you what you might like to be when you get older.
I'd like to be a psychiatrist.
How come?
I just love helping people.
That's actually a career I've considered too, a psychologist or a psychiatrist. I still might do it someday. I'm not sure, but I think it's interesting too,
mm-hmm.
what's involved in it. Well, each of our writers is going to share something that they brought today that they wrote. And then I'm hoping afterwards we'll talk a little bit about the Western Pennsylvania Writers Institute and how you may be able to get involved. And Juliana, do you feel okay going first?
Mm-hmm.
Since we'll go right in that order. What did you bring to share?
Okay, so I brought a poem, and it was inspired by... Like, we walked upstairs, and there was a room that didn't have a lot of stuff in it. And it was mostly dark, but there was just a little bit of light. So I wrote this. Little light in the big room, like Mama Moon watching over her earth on a dark night. Give me the courage to shine like you.
That's beautiful.
Thank you.
That's really great. How did you write it? Longhand, probably, because you mentioned that you like to actually write letters mm-hmm. to people. I think a lot of people might not realize, I'm suspecting there was a lot of redrafting and revision to choose those words, or did it come to you more easily than that?
Well, I'm, like, really close with my mom, so I thought of, like, Mama Moon as, like, she's kind of my light when I feel surrounded by darkness. So that's kind of how it came to me.
You've got a fan club, too. Matt just sent you an email. Is that another brother?
That's my brother's best friend.
Matt says, Julie, do you prefer Juliana or Juliana?
Juliana.
That's usually what I do by default, but sometimes I realize people don't like that. Juliana, you're my hero, man. Keep expressing yourself, you the man. So aside from gender identification issues, Matt seems like a decent person. just teasing Matt. It's really nice that your brother and his friend are listening today.
Yeah, it's sweet.
So, and if you want to send a message, you can do so using instant input. Just go to slbradio.org, and you can type your message in. Let's go to our next person. Allison, what did you bring? Oh, I'm sorry, Mia. I'm sorry. I had you two confused in my brain. Sorry about that. Mia, what did you bring today?
I brought a poem.
And do you want to share it?
Yeah.
Whenever you're ready.
Flowing water shows and colors it. Short and quick, almost slipping through, yet enough to catch hold of and hang for a while. Until it departs, leaving a blue-green trail, letting itself be known. My name, Mia Silvana, changing and the same always.
Ooh, I like that. Who's the first person you showed that to when you wrote it?
I'm not sure.
It's really good. I especially like the changing part. Did you have to do a lot of revising and redrafting, or did that just sort of flow out of you?
A little bit.
That's, I think, one of the hardest things to try to polish your work. Juliana, you just have all these fans. Caroline just wrote to you from the Wex Coast. Is she,
She's another friend.
Oh, who's she?
She's another friend.
So you've got this whole fan club. she writes, perhaps she needs, she's not part of the Writers Institute, is
no.
she? Because she expresses herself by saying, "What up, dog?" and following it with 5 question marks. I hope your friends don't mind that I'm having fun with them, but it's really great that they're tuned in. Now we're next going to see what Allison has brought here. And you've got a fable.
Yeah.
And I can't wait to hear it. What's it called?
It's called The Rabbit, the Snake, and the Polar Bear.
So this is Allison.
Once long ago, the earth didn't really suit the animals' needs. There was grass and there were trees, but the trees had no branches. There were no crevices in the earth to hide in, and the earth was a perfectly round ball of stone. Nobody could dig. There were no oceans, so the fish had to live in puddles. The earth was always 60 degrees, so either you were too hot, too cold, or you were fine. One day the animals sent bird to complain to God. God, the earth is not good. If we can come to an agreement, can you make the earth the way we want? Sure, sure, of course I will, roared God's rumbling voice. So Bird flew back down to the earth. He told the others of the news, but they started to argue. Fish wanted what Rabbit wanted, and so did Bird. Rabbit wanted a place for every animal, but Polar Bear wanted it to be cold with snow. Snake wanted to live in a world of darkness, but
bird and fish didn't want to be eaten. So fish sided with polar bear and bird sided with snake. Rabbit squeaked, let's see who can climb the highest. Polar bear just stood on his hind legs. Snake had bird climb a little higher than polar bear could reach. Then rabbit jumped to the top of a small tree. Next, he jumped to the top of a higher one, and another, and another, and another, until he could reach the stars. After that, he called down to the others, "I win!" So bird put snake down and flew up to God to tell him to change the world. And that is how the world became how it is today.
That's really good. And thanks. you shared that really well, too. How long did it take you to finish that, do you think?
Like a week or so, because I just didn't know what I wanted for the animals. I had to figure out the moral, and it's just a little hard doing it because you're going to want to have a purpose for the story, and you're going to have to want a plot, and you want some characters, and I just didn't know what I wanted to do at first, so I started by basically just picking an animal and then doing something about it, because I picked the rabbit because rabbits are usually in like fables very smart and cunning, so I just picked the rabbit. He needed a way to win, so I just picked the rabbit because in stories the rabbit is usually clever.
Well, Allison's dad says, "Nice job, Allie." Is your dad here?
No, he's actually probably at Gymkhana listening to this on his iPhone. Either that or he's at home. I don't know if my dad has left for Gymkhana with my sister yet. And I just want to say to my dad, thanks.
And I missed this one. Who knows the Sophie? Do you know a Sophie? Sophie from Shaler writes, "Hi, Mia. That poem was amazing. I remember you reading it to me. Keep writing." Who's Sophie?
She's one of my friends.
That's so nice that she wrote. Nothing else for you yet, Juliana, but we'll keep waiting to see if anybody else, so far it's just Nick and Matt and Caroline, or Carolyn. Caroline, I think, right? Ching Ching, you brought something. What did you bring?
It's a poem that I wrote.
And when did you write it? How long ago?
About 1 or 2 weeks ago.
And does it have a title?
It's called "Those Little Changes in Life."
Whenever you're ready, go ahead.
Okay. "Those Little Changes in Life. I am age 13, tall enough to stare into a face looking back at me in the mirror. Just a shell left of that bright-eyed girl filled with expectations for life. Time rushes past. There is so much more to do. Dread dominates those days where I feel no more than a puppet on display, while others, sunlit bright days, make me feel as if the world was at my fingertips. Dreams, they don't come anymore. Childhood fantasies now scoffed at and ignored. Imagination, the light dims. Independency drives at my feet. Choices piling up on top of each other, each resulting in a consequence. Some decisions made better than others. Those little things in life all become complex. Whether it is the responsibility or the fact where you learn the truth in life. Not that I cry, get sympathized, then get what you want anymore. This is life."
How old are you again?
13.
That was really well written. That's beautiful. Thank you. All of you, actually, what you wrote is very personal, and it's not always easy to share that. The Western Pennsylvania Writers Project, has been very useful, I think, to all of you in sharpening your writing skills. I don't know if either of you have any comments about the Writers Project at all, and how it's been useful, or if any of you do. Has it been a good experience? What do you think?
I'd say it has been because it's it just helps me let my ideas just get out and onto the paper.
It's nice to be with other people that like to write too.
Yeah.
That's what I think is probably the best thing. And you can learn. Anybody else have any comments about what the Writers Club has been? I mean, I'm sure it just by example, you've shown it. But you can learn more at WPAWritingProject.org, WPAWritingProject.org. And let's see, Barb Neverett. Is that one of yours, Juliana?
Yeah,
yeah, I thought so. Barb Neverett writes, "We're so proud of you and your beautiful writing. Babs, Matt, Kyle, and Drew." Who are these people?
These are really good family friends. I love them.
See, you've got all these fans out there, and all of you too. And thank you so much for being here today and for sharing your writing. I hope you'll come back sometime.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Take care. Thanks to all of you. Okay, I have managed to get the adults with the Writers Project here, and I'm going to let them introduce themselves.
My name is Andrew Halter.
And I'm Stacy Biggs.
Stacy. And Stacy, we've met before, I think.
Yes, we did. We met last year.
Yeah,
here, actually.
Here. It gets hard for me to keep track sometimes. And yeah. We have not met Andrew, I don't think. Tell me about yourself and your involvement with the Writers Project.
I've been with the Writers Project for about 12 years now, and it's such a rewarding experience every year. I've been a teacher at the Writer Project. I've been the publications director for a number of years now, and it's just a great opportunity for students who like to write to come together, and they always tell me it's not like writing for school. It's writing for fun, so it's a great opportunity for them.
Oh, that's great. How can people best get involved? Should kids contact you directly or teachers? What's the best thing to do?
Well, so the website is...
I've got it right in front of me.
It's different than what I remembered it being.
I've got it right in front of me. If I... I don't have it in my head, but I've got it written down.
We are affiliated with the National Writing, or the Western Pennsylvania Writing Project.
Yeah.
So it's WPWP.
I think it's wpwp.pitt.edu.
wpwp.pitt.edu. I'll check that, but that's the best way.
Yeah, and we have all of our digital anthologies, which were done by Andy, are on that website, and we have advertisement for the winter program, which is what's running now, and then the summer program. We run one, it's elementary out of Pine Richland, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then an elementary grades 4-8 out of Mount Lebanon, and then an elementary and a high school out of Oakland at the Cathedral of Learning.
Excellent. And you can actually just go, this makes it even easier, WPAWritingProject.org. And you'll go right there, too. I think they both work. And we've linked to it. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having us.
And you've got some great photographers here taking all your pictures. Stacy and Andy and Mia and Allie and Jing Jing and Juliana with all the fans. Thank
you. And we should thank just very quickly Tracy and Janice at the Cultural Trust. They house our winter session. And Megan Whiteford is our other teacher, and she's back at the Trust with the kids.
Excellent.
The other kids.
And thanks to Matt Lusky as well.
Yes,
thank you.
Definitely to Matt too.
Broadcasting live, thanks everybody, from historic Allegheny Square in the Children's Museum of Pittsburgh.